Each week, we talk Buffalo Sabres hockey with reporter Bill Hoppe on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Bill, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Omar.
Well, after some optimism last week, the Sabres are back to their losing ways. They've dropped their last three games, most recently a 3-0 home loss to Boston Tuesday night. We talked about goalie Robin Lehner last week and how well he's been playing, but he hasn't been getting much support, especially at home.
No, he hasn't. In his 11 starts at home, the Sabres have scored just 17 goals for him. It's 1.5 goals a game. And Robin Lehner is literally the NHL's best goalie at home. He has a 1.94 goals against average, which is first. His 9.35 save percentage is tied with Washington's Braden Holtby for number one. And what do the Sabres have for it? They have four wins. They've totally wasted Robin Lehner's terrific home efforts. It's just amazing to me that the NHL's worst offense could somehow go down another level with Robin Lehner playing that well behind them. And think about it. When was the last time the Sabres had one of the NHL's best at something? And Robin Lehner is that right now. He's given them a chance to win basically every time he's played at home. And they've essentially done nothing with it. And the reasons the Sabres are maybe the worst team in the league, and that's one of them. And Tuesday against the Bruins, the game was 1-0 for basically 58 minutes. And it took basically a perfect shot from Jake DeBrusk right under the crossbar, a perfect snipe to beat Robin Lehner. On a night like that, all you have to do is get a goal or two and you can win, and the Sabres can't do it. It's amazing that they can't score two goals in front of a goalie like that. And Robin Lehner has been criticized a lot for various reasons, but I mean, he's been terrific at home, and it's just amazing that the Sabres haven't been able to do more with it.
Well, Sam Reinhardt is a player who hasn't lived up to being taken with the second overall draft pick a few years ago. He hasn't scored in a month. He has just 11 points this season. He played on the fourth line the other night. He's still just 22 years old. What's Coach Phil Housley trying to do to get him going?
Well, Housley's been very positive talking about Sam Reinhardt in the media, just saying he's doing the right things, giving the right effort. And he's been moving him all over the lineup, up and down. He's been playing center wing. Nothing has really worked. Sam Reinhardt has five goals, and four of them have come in two stretches of back-to-back games. So for most of the season, he's really done very little. And this is probably the worst stretch of Sam Reinhardt's hockey life. Guys like him, when they come up through junior or college or peewee or whatever, they don't really struggle for a month like this. They're the dominant guys, and they always produce. And he's never dealt with something like this before, and I think it's been hard for him. You talk to him, and he doesn't really have any solid answers. He just kind of gives you the old, I'm trying hard, and I feel good about my game. And Tuesday, he played on the fourth line. He played barely 11 minutes. And the next step for him, you think, would be the press box, that he would be a healthy scratch for the first time since he was an 18-year-old, basically getting a trial with the Sabres 3 years ago. And in Wednesday's practice, Sam Reinhardt was on the number one line with Jack Eichel and Evander Kane, two guys he's had success with in the past, has pretty good chemistry with. So I think at this point, Phil Housley's tried everything. He's just going back to something that's worked in the past. You can slice and dice the reasons for the Sabres' poor offense a lot of ways, and at the top of the list is just Sam Reinhardt not producing this year. It's a contract year for him. You expected he would score 20 to 25 goals, have 40 to 50 points, and he's been a huge disappointment. And one thing with Sam Reinhardt, one thing that made him such a good NHL prospect and gave him success early on is just he thinks the game at a different level. He's not really a fast guy, and the game keeps getting faster, and Sam Reinhardt's speed is probably average, and I think that's really hurt him.
Well, Jack Eichel notched his first career hat trick in the game against Carolina last Friday. He helped the team come back from a two-goal deficit and send the game to overtime. They weren't able to win it, but I think that's the kind of performance that fans have been waiting for from Jack.
Definitely. They've been waiting more than two seasons, 175 games for that type of performance. It was a dominant performance. He was terrific that game. We've talked about how he has the talents to take a game over, and for a brief time, he did, and that's the kind of performance you expect from a guy who was picked second overall, who's the face of the franchise, who just got a $80 million extension. But the disappointing thing, if you're a Sabres fan, is you have a signature performance like that, you have all the momentum, the energy of the building, and you still lose. I mean, they lost 5-4 in overtime, and you think Jack Eichel has a night like that, an unforgettable night for Sabres fans, that they would win, but they still couldn't win the game. And it's amazing that they get a performance like that, and they still fritter it away.
The Sabres have games Friday and Saturday night against two recent opponents, the Flyers and the Hurricanes. Bill Hoppe, thanks for joining us on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.